Okay, welcome back to Read to Me. I'm Kyle, and I'm going to read Goosebumps Horrorland Slappy New Year by R.L. Stine, chapters 5, because we did, I think it was, yeah, chapters 5, so let's do it. "Hey," I uttered a cry. I jumped back and fell into Brandon. An old man popped up behind the dummy. He had a shiny forehead with thinning white hair, combed straight back, and he wore weird-looking square glasses at the end of his nose, and he was dressed in a brown suit and vest that looked like they came from an old movie. He held the dummy up in his hands. "Did you think Slappy here was talking?" he asked. "Well," I stared. I was a little surprised. The man laughed. A gold tooth sparkled on the side of his mouth. He confessed he did it. "We said the dummy set the he set the dummy down in the count on the counter behind him. "Welcome to Chiller House." He waved his hand around the shop. I noticed that his shirt cuff was ruffled. "My name is Jonathan Chiller," he said. "Do you like Slappy?" "Yes," I said. "Is he very expensive?" "Not very," Chiller replied. "You don't want him," Brandon said. He pushed him away from the dummy. "He's too ugly and evil looking." Chiller snickered. "He does have an evil grin, doesn't he?" "I think he's cool," I said. "Maybe I'll start a dummy collection. I collect a lot of stuff. Dad says I have the coolest collection of collecting bugs. That makes it sound like a deceased, but I think it's fun. I have a skateboard collection and a Transformers collection and a baseball card collection and a cereal box collection and a lot of others. I gazed at the grinning dummy. I pictured 6 or 7 dummies like him sitting around in my room. "Don't buy it, Ray," Brandon said, tugging my arm. "Really, I don't like it." "It's not for you. It's for me," I said. "But I'll see it every time I go in your room," Brandon said. It will give me nightmares. You know I'm afraid of puppets and dummies. That's way dumb, I said. "Get over it," Brandon pulled me towards the door. "Come on, Ray. That weird mirror guy is gone. Let's get out of here." I could see that my little brother was really afraid of the dummy. I have to help the poor guy get over his fears. I decided I'll buy the dummy. I said to Chiller. The old man's eyes twinkled behind the square glasses. "Very good, Slappy. Slappy is yours. Come up front." He picked up the dummy and carried it to the cash register at the counter. I followed after him. Brandon grabbed my shoulder and spun me around. "Please," he whined. "Please don't buy that thing, Ray. It's too creepy. Remember that movie you made me watch? The one with the dummy that comes to life and kills all those people?" I laughed. "Yeah, that was funny. Awesome movie." Then I remember how angry Mom and Dad were at me for making Brandon watch that film. He had nightmares and had to sleep in their bed for a week. Dummies don't come alive in real life, I told Brandon. So grow up, please, Brandon whined. This is so totally creepy. I stepped up to the counter. Don't listen to my brother. I'll take the dummy, I told Jonathan Chiller. Chiller opened a drawer and pulled out a little green and purple doll. He held it up. It looked just like the horrors who worked in Horrorland. He tucked the little figure into the pocket of Slappy's jacket. Take a little horror home with you, Chiller said. We don't want it, Brandon cried. I ignored him. I reached for my money. How much is it? I asked. Chiller waved a hand. No, don't pay me now, he said. I lifted the dummy into my arms. You can pay me next time. Next time. What does he mean by that? Let's go, Brandon said. He kept shaking his head unhappily. Mom and Dad were waiting. Ray, they're not going to be happy about that dummy. Don't be a total jerk, I said. I flung the dummy over my shoulder. Then I thanked Jonathan Chiller and followed Brandon back out into the zombie plaza. The park was crowded. A horror walked past with dozens of black helium balloons, bobbing over his head. All the balloons in Horrorland were black. Want a balloon? I asked Brandon. Oh, wait, you're probably scared of balloons. Don't be mean to me, Brandon pouted. He stuck his bottom lip out. Don't make fun of me, Ray. You'll be sorry about that, dummy. You really will. We walked towards the hotel, and the dummy bounced on my shoulder. Brandon had his pouty face on the whole way. We were almost to the hotel when the dummy tilted its head towards Brandon, and it said in a hoarse whisper, "You'll be sorry, punk." Brandon punched me in the back. "Stop it, Ray. That's not funny. Stop it." I turned to him. "Stop what?" I asked. "I didn't do anything." "Stop trying to scare me," Brandon said. "You made the dummy talk. I know it." "Then you know it." I squinted hard at him. Me? Are you crazy? And that is the whole entire part one. So I hope you liked it. And I'll do chapter 7 and start part 2 the next podcast. Bye.